Now, Philip Simple, PF, for these working here today's date is 06/29/2023. Dictation is for Miss Veronica Pagel. Pagel spells P-A-G-E-L. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 52-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Veronica has a history of diabetes, weight loss, seasonality, hypercholesterolemia, vitamin D deficiency, inflammatory arthritis, open parenthesis, chronic pain, close parenthesis, depression. Is there for follow-up for this condition? A medication refills period. She says since her last visit, she had to be seen in the emergency room for rapid weight loss and severe vomiting and diarrhea. Patients say that after taking Ozempic, she starts having these symptoms. I had to stop. And while in the ER, she said she had labs drawn, chemistry, which revealed a glucose of 240. Other variables were normal. H. pylori was done, which is negative. Amylase was normal. Lipase was normal. Strep, flu A, flu B were normal in the emergency room period. She says she's doing a little better today period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No significant changes period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 125 over 84. Pulse 127. Correction 121. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck foot range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds, no tenderness of palpation. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalic papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve sutin is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2, number 2, weight loss, number 3, seasonality, number 4, hypercholesterolemia, number 5, vitamin D deficiency, number 6, inflammatory arthritis, open parenthesis, chronic pain, close parenthesis. Next, depression, period. Next paragraph, in labs from the ER were reviewed. I mentioned above, the other indices included sodium, potassium, and CO2. These were 136, 4.0, and 28.0, respectively. Her glucose was 240. She says she's taking her medication, period. Next paragraph. Today we will do labs CBC and A1C. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows: metformin 1000 milligrams 1 pill BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, tramadol 50 milligrams 1 pill BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Cymbalta 60 milligrams 1 pill BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Celebrex 200 milligrams 1 pill BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, Lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Simvastatin 40 milligrams 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D3 1 pill weekly for 90 days, number 12. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, end of dictation.